That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, and it has rolled around again. It is Saturday morning. Oh, let's see, I guess today's the 15th now? 16th now. Good morning, it's the 16th. My atomic clock always, well, half the time it has the wrong date on it, so you never can trust it. Well, good morning. It is Saturday the 16th, 2013, and this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're the Wranglers, we got coffee, and so we're coming to you live this Saturday morning. Good morning, Kyle. Let's try that again. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And that wasn't Kyle's fault. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Keep us on the straight and narrow for the day. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And John, would you open us up in prayer, and then we can have the phone lines open up today, and I think we've all got a few things to talk about.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're grateful for this time that you set aside for your remnant to come together and talk about current events, things that are affecting them in the world, and things that are brought to them by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for your blessings on today's program. Pray that you would guide and direct us, grant us wisdom, give us the words that you want your people to hear. Pray for insight. Pray that as all of these prophetic things begin to happen all around us, that we would be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Pray that we would choose our battles carefully. Pray that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct us. Pray as patriarchs of our families that you would grant us the wisdom that we need to make the decisions that we need to make. And most of all, Lord, we pray for grace and mercy in your wrath for your remnant. Hear us as we cry out, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we'll open the phone lines up a little bit. I would bet, like you prayed in your prayer, John, hear us as we cry out, I would bet you that there were some people in Russia that were crying out. I saw one little thing on the news said some older women were crying, thinking it was the end of the world. But I guess the biggie in this week's news was, I don't even know if meteoroid, I heard all kind of different words and saw different words on the news, but the big meteor that, or whatever, that slammed into Russia.
Yep.
On, I guess that was, what, Thursday? On Thursday, and then Friday, we had that, the big flyby of the, I don't know the name of the, or the number of the meteor, but strange things going on. Strange things. Jason, what's your take on that? I know I got some emails, seemed like to be from just about everybody. Did you have a chance to kind of look into that?
Yeah, I looked at it a little bit. I was just thinking that, you know, you think about it, one half rotation, if that thing would have been going a little bit slower, Washington, D.C. would be no more. And it was kind of interesting that it was traveling at 33,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, 40,000, I think.
33.
Wow. And is that the one that did the flyby or the one that hit?
The one that hit was going 33,000 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast.
And it's just, I think it's a wake-up call. You know, I mean, God never, he always gives people a chance to repent. He gives people a chance to wake up and, you know, allows them, you know, a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. And, you know, if it don't get your attention, he'll make something stronger, but, you know, there comes a point where it's too late.
Right.
And I think that, I think that that's very significant in light of so many things that have happened this, not just this week, but happened this month, but lately, you know, with what's going on in the Catholic Church, that's significant. You know, things are changing out there, and that's what people need to realize. And I think there's a lot of people being woken up right now, and there's a lot of things that are being exposed right now as well.
Yep. I think a good scripture to fit this, at least the asteroid kind of situation we got going on, is Luke 21:28. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads, because your redemption draws near.
Amen. And, you know, talk about the grace and mercy of God. I mean, this thing, according to the news anyway, rips across Russia, giving sonic booms and just destroying buildings and stuff, cutting people with glass. I haven't heard of a lot of fatalities. And then it, from what I saw in the little bit of the news yesterday, I guess it just plowed into some uninhabited land, maybe a big lake or something out there. That thing could have ripped through any town, like you were saying. I guess that's what you were saying, Jason, a half rotation, and it would have been, is that what they were saying? It would have lined up with Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about where Russia is, where Washington, D.C. is, it's about a half a rotation away.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was just way east of Moscow as far as along that axis.
Well, it wouldn't have taken much when you think about something that's traveling that fast coming in from that far.
Yeah.
With as small as the, you know, I mean, this thing was relatively small. I mean, half the size of a football field. But, you know, you think about if it was, the reason that it exploded at the altitude that it was is because it was going so fast. So if that was slowed down a little bit, that's what would have caused major destruction. I mean, from what I understand, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, so much of the science stuff, they teach it, they talk about it, but a lot of times they don't have a clue what they're talking about or what they're teaching. So you
right.
really don't know if it's absolute fact, if it's true, or if it's not. But, you know, supposedly, you know, when we had a slower asteroid at that size, could have knocked out 1,000 square miles.
Yeah.
If it would have just been going a little bit slower.
Well, Well, I read some reports. I guess it was like 1908, I think, somewhere back in there when they had the last big hit, and it was in that area. And I think
yeah,
it did.
That wiped out over 900 yep. square miles.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Supposedly, but the right. thing is, do we really know that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, again...
No, we don't.
The science that they use...
You don't believe them, Jason? Come on.
They lied to us about everything else. I don't know why I should believe that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking when I was reading... I think John sent me the note yesterday morning about this real close flyby. And it says, oh, but it has no chance of hitting Earth. And that kind of, to me, that opens your eyes. Because if they
like
say
the ship that couldn't sink.
Right. If they say it won't, you better think about that maybe it will.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, it is last day events. And I think you hit it right on the head. It is God in his infinite mercy. He always gives people signs. Now, we've talked about it before. The Bible says it's a wicked and perverse generation that looks for signs because they're not going to believe the signs even when they see them. I forget exactly where that is, but Jesus said, "Oh, if you'd have believed Moses, you'd have believed me. If you'd have believed the Old Testament, I mean, it just cries out of Jesus Christ." And you know, between that and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the week, but with the Pope resigning and lightning hitting the Vatican right after that, you know, if you have eyes to see, you can see these things for what they are. If you don't, well, Budweiser's on sale down at the corner store, and just get back to the boob tube and don't worry about it, and we'll see how it all ends up. Huh, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
All right, your turn.
I'm thinking about a couple of things Jason said, you know, for one, the wake-up call, you know. But it is a wake-up call. Unfortunately, the people, they just keep hitting the snooze button because they get – that alarm's been going off for a long time, you know, and I know the remnant is going to wake up, and that's the good news, at least on this part of the story, is God – in his, like you guys said, in his infinite grace and mercy, will allow the remnant to wake up and be ready for the coming. But the remnant, unfortunately, I think, is a pretty small bunch of people in the big scheme of things. And I think they are waking up, actually. I think as the time grows short, now how short? I don't know. I don't know if short is 40 years or 100 years or 2 years or
40 days.
Or tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know. But I do know one thing, that there will be a remnant. And as Paul said, all of Israel shall be saved. Unfortunately, all of Israel isn't Israel. And as far as the Catholic thing goes, I don't know, you know. I don't care if the Pope retires. Yeah. I know Peter wouldn't have retired.
Amen.
Because Christ prayed for Peter, and he, you know, they say he was the first Pope. No, give me a break. Peter wouldn't have retired because Christ prayed that, you know, that he'd be strengthened after he stumbled there, you know, and later he got the Holy Spirit, and Christ had already prayed for him that he'd be strengthened, that he'd encourage his brethren and go on, and that was his calling, and he was a faithful man till the end.
Till
they murdered him.
Yeah.
Yep. And so what the popes do, I could really care less, and you know, lightning should have, to me, you know, I mean, God has his own plans and purpose, but to me, lightning should have struck while he was still in, while he didn't retire, so I don't understand what's going on there, but... But anyway, and I know you guys.
Well, the
don't
thing
really
is what is going on is it's time.
Is you know, what?
It's time.
It's time. Time.
Yep. You know, it's time for that to take place. I mean, there's a lot of people that have looked up to the Catholic Church as not as a god. It has, you know, it has such a strong presence, not just here but all across this country. I was talking to a man yesterday who was telling me that an old couple in his town, he sold a farm. They didn't have any children, so they gave $900,000 to the Catholic Church. And, you know, they were talking, and it just moved right up that line, goes straight to the Vatican. And, you know, with their obelisks, and, you know, they have, that Catholic Church has done so much to suppress knowledge.
It
you know,
has.
We know that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But that church has been gathering up so much information and using it against us, trying to destroy us by keeping it from us, locking it up in that Vatican library. And it's time for a change.
I agree. The times...
It wouldn't happen if the time wasn't right, is what it boils down to.
Well, nothing happens until the time is right.
But I think people are seeing that now, like Jason said. People are seeing it, and it's not...
So is this affecting...
It's not just a random
event. Is this affecting
event.
The people that are Catholics?
Oh, yeah.
So this is affecting them more than all the pedophile priests?
Yes. Well, they're finally starting to realize that there's something wrong there.
I think their goal is, though, that if you look at the two front runners, they're both black, one from Ghana and one from Nigeria, and I think their goal is to get someone in there that's more lukewarm, more persuaded, that will be able to unite all of the churches that broke away from the Roman Catholic Church originally. You'll see that here shortly.
It's interesting times.
I don't know the people that I've talked to, and if you get on these Catholic, you know, I think John, you're right. I think that's what they intend on doing, but
right.
I think the actual reality of what is taking place is, you know, it's failing, because if you get on some of these Catholic news sites or these Catholic forums, people are distraught over this deal. I mean, it's a I didn't expect it or anything, but if you see what people are posting and what they're writing, they're...
Well, it's the first time in 600 years and the first time ever for health reasons.
Yeah, first time ever for health reasons.
Yeah,
so
the first time in 600 years.
Yeah.
And don't, that a pope stepped
down. Don't popes usually die in office?
Yeah.
You know, and then they have all their big ceremony and all that, so it almost seemed like it caught them unawares. And,
it sounds like there's going to be a lot of dirt coming out on this pope, because this pope was the one that was under, now I don't even know what all the names are, what their titles are, but this, you know,
the pope
this
before
one,
him.
But the pope before him was, he was the one that did all the investigations on all the child molestation, pedophile stuff, and just covered it up. And covered it up and covered it up, and I mean that was his job. That's what he was doing, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of there's been a lot of stuff going on that's under investigation right there. So I think that he might have been stepping down just because he knows that it's getting ready to hit the fan, so to speak, for him, because of some of the stuff that's going to be uncovered in one of these investigations.
Yeah, he was appointed by the Pope before him to be the head of that investigation. So he had more knowledge of more of the cases than anyone else in the Vatican, and he chose to turn a blind eye to it to try to preserve the reputation of the church. But in doing so, he did just moved around the pedophiles, and that scandal is so much worse than people ever even realize if you look deeper into it. It's
a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
You know, and how perverted is it for, you know, these people to, you know, you have a pedophile priest here that's known for liking young boys, and you take your child and want him to be an altar boy, and then when something happens, you go to him and you ask him for $1 million. I mean, talk about sacrificing your children to demons.
Exactly.
Yep.
Talk about perversion. You know,
well, you know, that I was reading some articles, too, this week, and it appears that what happened early on was that the Catholic Church, the monastery, I guess that's what they call it, they allowed homosexuals into the ministry, and I mean, what expect? Well, he's forbidden them from marriage, you know.
Right.
And you people got to get, you know, got to get it right that, you know, that's what it's so important to keep, that homosexuality spreads like a cancer. You know, you got to keep it. We got to keep it out of the Boy Scouts if possible. We got to keep it out of the churches if possible. I mean, it is, it spreads because they recruit. You know, it's something that you let that sin into the camp, and you allow it to come in, and it just grows. You might have one, but then there's going to be two, and then there's going to be more because they
recruit.
They recruit, and you know that's what it boils down to.
Yep.
Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and the way that the boss, the Pastor Peters, used to describe it is we get together on Saturday morning, we have our Bibles and our coffee, and we go on the radio, and where it goes from there, who knows? Who knows? As the wind blowing and as the Holy Spirit moves. So that's what you're listening to here on WTWW Shortwave and at the website, scriptures4america.org, or maybe you'll be listening in later in on the archives or the replays. So but we are here live. We'll open the phone lines up, 307-745-5913. Make sure we have the buttons pushed if you have any comments or anything. And
well, there's also more good news, and that is the beast, whatever it is to you, government, I mean, whatever it could be to you, and the false prophets, which I think when it talks about the false prophet there in Revelations, some say it's Catholic Church, period, but I think you can just put all those perverted churches and religions down there as the false prophet, but they are going to be put in that pit of hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a fire.
Yep. Which is good news, you know.
It
is. It's great.
And if, you know, if this is, you know, I mean, it's hard for me to see that this is anything, but man, if the people are in an uproar, that's great. That's great news.
Oh, it is. It is. It's taking their false God away from them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe I've been reading a lot in Ezekiel here recently. You know, and I really believe that there's a lot of things that were prophesied in the book of Ezekiel that are taking place right now. You know, we've got Ezekiel 33, you know, 34 talks about men becoming men again. And I believe that is taking place right now. I think people are waking up. I think that's why, you know, they're on, you know, our enemies are on a roll trying to get people's guns away from them. Because it's the men are waking up and they're deciding. I talked to two men last week who both told me. I asked them, you know, have you got a gun yet? And both of them told me. And they said, no, my wife really wasn't didn't allow one in the house. She wouldn't never allow one in the house. And so we've never had one. And I laughed and mocked them and said, well, so. What are you going to do? Are you going to get a gun? And both of them told me that, yeah, they changed their mind, and they were getting a gun and asked for some advice on what to get. And that was a big step for them.
First, get rid of the Jezebel spirit.
You know, that's a biggie. It is. And, you know, we got an email in just last night that talks about that very thing, and it's from a woman telling about that. Well, guys, the phone line's ringing. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Wranglers. Andre here.
Morning, Andre.
That meteorite or asteroid, you mentioned a flyby, another one, and I'd like to know which direction it came in at and where it traveled. Back in the middle 80s, I think it was sometime, I stepped out of my house at midnight, and all of a sudden the ground started lighting up, and I could see out into the woods. I turned around, and as I looked up, this thing went right over my head. It was as big as the moon. And I read several days later in the New York Times that it was first sighted in Iowa, and it was last sighted northern Newfoundland, still heading north, went back out into space. It was a flyby, but it was gigantic. And I had the privilege of being right underneath it. It went right over my head. It was unbelievable. ever seen anything like that in my life. It was such an experience. The crater down in Crater Park down in Arizona, that's an asteroid hit.
Right.
Made a hole a mile wide. I visited that back in the early 80s, prior to this fly over my head. And I'd like to know more about this one that flew by. I didn't get any report of that on the news. But the thing at Tunguska in 1905 was a real thing. I've seen pictures of the devastated forest area and men who had spoken with some of the peasants that lived somewhere near the area, the thunderous roar that they heard. They didn't, you know, they didn't know anything about atom bombs or anything, and lots of people puzzled over what it was, because whether they found any debris or not, whether the Russians have researched it, I don't know, but that was a pretty incredible chunk of rock as well. So these things are absolutely spectacular. And as far as the Vatican goes, you know, this nonsense has been going on for 1,000 years, or you know, way back in the 1200s and 1100s. I mean, there were popes who were notorious for the catamites that they had and kept in the Vatican or at their palatial mansions outside of the Campo Romano or wherever the palace is. This is nothing new to the Catholic Church. And now it's just coming to a head after all these years, because it's just gotten so far flung. It's everywhere in the world as opposed to in Vatican City. But anyway, God's opening their eyes, we hope. And,
amen. If you want to look up that asteroid, Andre, it's look under DA-14. That's what they're calling it, and it's
DA-14?
Yeah.
DA-14. Is that the one, the flyby, or the other one?
Yeah, that's the flyby. That was closest to the Earth.
What site would I go to, or should I just Google DA-14?
Just asteroid comes close to Earth, DA-14 or something, you'll find it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Andre, thank you.
Yes, have a good day.
You too. Yeah, they said that was pretty close. It was, I guess, inside the moon's orbit, closer than the moon. But I guess for us it was during the day.
Closer than the satellites that we've launched.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, phone line's still ringing. We'll go back to that. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Absolute pleasure to speak with you. I find it so much better to listen than to talk, but on this issue, it's difficult for me to just pick out one thing to bring up. One of the things I found most intriguing during this week, I've been noticing a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his name. I think it's Dr. Walter Weiss. It's like Keith, but with a V at the beginning. And I recently came across... Now, he is beginning to understand identity, and he has a great series on the whole Catholic attack on the Reformation and the apostasy in the Church, no matter what denomination, if you even bother with denomination. I think it's worth looking into. Total Onslaught is one. And Rekindling the Reformation was another. They're all available free on the internet.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
I think you'll find it very informative, sir. And I hope you have the greatest day ever.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we carry a couple of small booklets on the I'll just say on the Catholic Church. One is called Smoke Screens, and the other is called 50 Years in the Church in Rome. And they just begin to scratch the surface of the just the ungodliness that is the Catholic Church. You know, if people just read their Bible and look at what the Catholic Church puts out, and then on top of all the pedophile priests. But again, our people are, they are, I think, awakening. We have, I think, with all this, this gun and ammo sales, that it at least is a partial awakening. You know, we've prayed before that as the people are awakened to, like you said, Jason, to finally obeying the command of buying a sword, that you know, maybe that will lead to their eyes being opened to other things.
Yeah, we also carry that. I think it's Colonel Moore's about To Be Not Deceived book. Is that what it's called? Anyway, he touches on the Catholic Church pretty good, and at least the bit. He doesn't go into a lot of detail, but he goes into the big ones, you know, and all the false teachings that they have, and it's quite interesting. If you don't have time to read the bigger ones, I suggest getting that.
That is a smaller
one. And it also touches on some other false doctrine churches and mm-hmm. beliefs.
Right.
Yeah, good scripture. We've read this many a time, but it fits what we're talking about today, too, is 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. I think that's what's going on here. God is maybe a final warning to those that can repent to repent.
Right.
Well, and if you look at how much blood that Catholic Church has on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've read everything from have 500,000... that they've had over 500,000 Christians killed, up to 500 million. You know, I mean, it seems like that there's they've
Back
done
in Rome,
such a good
yeah.
job all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people opposing the Catholic Church, people not wanting to conform to the Catholic Church. There, I mean, and you know, that's how a lot of my family ended up over here. In my great great grandfather, he came over here from Germany because he would not conform to the Catholic Church, and they were run out of Germany because of it, because they were killing them over there. And, you know, that's happened times and times again all
yes.
over the world, where the Catholic Church has come in and slaughtered people. You know, mm-hmm. and you just wonder how much blood, you know, I think that, you know, it comes to a point where when the Lord says, okay, let's even the score up, that they can be brought down at the snap of a fingers, at the blink of an eye, because of the righteous blood that cries out from the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, not only can he do it, he's going to do it.
He's going to do
yep.
it, exactly.
Yep.
But how much blood does that church have on their hand, and how much have they covered up? I mean, there's no way of knowing.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, and they kill people for, you know, they've been killing people for 1,000 years, and you know, I don't know how people can think that they're not doing it anymore. You know, that you can read about, you know, 100 years ago when they were doing it. You can read about it when they were doing it 200 years ago, when 300 years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago, 600 years ago. But all of a sudden, we get it made up in our mind that oh well, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, some people are afraid to broach the subject too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've heard a lot of people that, you know, they believe that Catholic Church is you know, that it is what rules the world right now, and
synagogue of Satan though.
They talk about the, you know, the Black Pope making. You know, they say that the Catholic, a lot of people say that the Catholic Church having that that what they call the Black Pope makes more decisions on in the world than anybody any president in the world.
Yeah, there's a real close tie to the royal family too in Europe.
Oh, yeah. Europe. Yeah, and you better believe that they know exactly what bloodlines are going into those offices.
Yep. But the good news is, everything will be exposed.
Yeah, well, I think that's what's that's taking place, you know, and it's shattering. And I think people are beginning to care. That's what. That's the difference. There's something that's coming across this land, and people are where they, you know, a lot of these things they didn't care about, they didn't worry about. Not that they need to worry about it, but it didn't affect them. They're waking up to it. And that's the encouraging point thing that's taking place right now, is that they're waking up and saying, hey, something's wrong.
Right. And that's why we bring these things up. You know, people may say, oh, you're just Catholic bashers, or you're gay bashers, or whatever. No, it's... I think if anything, we're to be sin bashers, you know, and it's sin haters is what we're supposed to be.
But we can back it all up with scripture. That's
absolutely.
The
that's the thing is, and that's what we said earlier. If you'll read your Bible, that's the thing, people. Ask. If you'll ask for wisdom, if you'll ask for discernment, if you'll ask to be led in truth, then the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And most people don't want to know the truth,
yep.
And they don't want to be set free. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Wranglers. Timmy from Maine.
Morning.
In central and eastern New York and Pennsylvania's Amish country, groups of Palatine Germans came over and settled in New York's Mohawk Valley and Amish country. They fled from persecution, mainly to Catholicism, and their descendants still live today. And I come from very Catholic Syracuse, New York, and in retrospect, I would say just about every priest and nun was a homosexual or lesbian or even a dyke. I knew one nun and who was certainly a dyke. There was my younger brother snapped a picture of her in a now long burned down fag bar drinking a beer. There was a priest who was with her with a glass of beer in his hand, and he died shortly after that.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we hear the stories of pregnant nuns.
Roman communism.
Yeah.
It's just full of murder, blood, filth, and faggotry.
Right.
And I'm just glad I'm out of it. I was a lapsed Catholic for about 8 or 9 years, and I don't miss it at all. I don't care if I ever set foot in a whorehouse. I go by a Catholic brothel, and I just try to, if I remember, I 109, and I oil them any chance I can get. Several years ago, there was a flood, a major flood about 5 years ago in the St. John Valley up on the Canadian border, and I really believe this was due to persecution of pedophile victims. It's rapidly French Catholic in northern Maine. It really is.
Well, Tim, thanks for calling in this morning. Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
Thanks.
The phone lines are still ringing. We'll try this other line. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Is it me?
It is you. Yes, sir.
Well, you're talking about the Catholic Church, and many years ago, some scholars directed me to the Rare Book Room at the Library of Congress, and there were 7 volumes of history of the Church called The Popes, and it was written in 1748 by a guy, Bauer, Archibald Bauer, wrote the 7 volumes, and he had been the very height of the Catholic education system, this fellow had. And he realized that the Catholic Church was a consummate total evil, and so he wrote these 7 volumes and distributed them throughout England. And what he said was that Constantine, in 325 A.D., made a deal with the Jews. If they would finance him to become emperor and, you know, field an army to beat the emperor of Rome, the present emperor of Rome, that he made a deal with them. What a deal. He said, I'll take over the Catholic Church. I'll take over the Church, which at that time was still more or less the Church of the Apostles, the actual literal Church of the good guys, the descendants, you know, the people that had that were had integrity.
The true church, yeah.
They were really, yeah. Yeah, the true church. And it was supposed to be a universal church, which Catholic means. And so, yes, they funded Constantine, and he beat the other pope, and Constantine crowned himself pope. And the first thing he did, according to their very detailed history, he bumped off all the good guys that were heading the apostolic churches throughout the world. He killed them and installed literal thugs.
Nothing new under the sun, huh?
Exactly.
Right.
That ties into the Nicolaitans, too, I think.
Huh?
That ties into the Nicolaitans, too, that infiltrated the early church and brought in the pagan beliefs.
Well, the fact is, the Catholic Church has been under total, absolute, 100% Jewish control since Constantine took it over. He was just their puppet. And the agreement was that they would edit and control all speech, all music, all policy from that point on. And, of course, they did it gently, slowly, you know, so people wouldn't wake up. And there you've still got 54 million people that are asleep. And as Jason pointed out, they might be waking up finally.
Amen. 1.2 billion, they say, are Roman Catholics.
Oh, really?
1.2 billion is what they said are affected by the Pope stepping down.
Good Lord. Well, of course, the openly pro-Jewish arm of the Catholic Church is the Jesuits, you know?
Right, right.
They're the militant. And one insight I had into this, my deceased father-in-law, he went right up to the very last step to be a Jesuit priest. And he couldn't do it because he said, it's entirely evil. And before he died, he told me, he said, now, the Catholic Church is not a Christian church. It is a murderous, huge political operation, and they thrive on assassinations and lies. And he said, I just couldn't do it. So he told me that as he was dying. And he didn't take that last vow because of it. But anyway, the Catholic Church has been teetotally controlled since 325.
Yeah.
And is it any wonder that it's the synagogue of Satan? Because
Amen.
It really is. It literally is. The Jews control it with an absolute airtight control.
Amen.
And I hope that doesn't upset anybody, but it's the truth.
Well, thanks.
And
that's good if it does upset them.
That's right.
The truth upsets some people.
Needs to wake them up.
Yeah. And they can go to the Library of Congress, the rare book room, and order those seven volumes called The Popes by Archibald Bauer, and they can read it for themselves. Of course, they got to sit there reading it. An armed guard is there watching them read it. It's that rare a book.
Wow.
So they have probably, they acquire all hints or traces of their perfidy, their evil. And, but it's still there. You can, if you don't mind having an armed guard watch you read it, go ahead. It's there. So I just wanted to suggest this as a, to modify our viewpoint.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you folks, you men, sticking with it and keeping it going, and the knowledge that you're disseminating around the world is, I think, lightening up the scene here. It's good. Thank you ever so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Boy, a lot said there. And so most of our people, at least the ones around here, don't mind reading with an arm guard around. Huh?
No, they don't.
Phone's ringing again. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Am I up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is Robert, Tennessee. I I just recently received the book Facts Are Facts. Have either one of you read this book?
It's been a while. I've read it. Yeah,
it's been a while. We do carry that book,
Well, it gets into the it talks in here. I haven't read it all, but at the back of the book, it talks about Catholicism is nothing but Judaism.
Absolutely.
Just a very good book to read, and it gets into the Talmud here. And your previous caller was right. It's nothing but Judaism. I mean, you can tell by the way they act with the pedophilia and the homosexuality.
Amen.
That's all, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoy listening to you very much. I appreciate you, and it's an exciting time to be alive.
Amen.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Amen. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that with everybody.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Facts are facts. Yeah, the Colonel Moore book, it just came to me. It's To Deceive the Elect.
To Deceive the Elect.
Yeah, and that's really good, too. So, but, I mean, it's such a creepy thing. I mean, I've only been in one or two Catholic churches. One was for a wedding reception or something, and one was to actually paint in it. And even the church itself, the building itself, is creepy. I mean, there's just a horrible spirit there. Let alone what takes place when you go to just a wedding or something.
Yeah.
The things that take place there are even more, I guess, demonic would be the word to put it. Like Pastor Peters used to put it. The dark side. I mean,
yeah, it's dark. Yeah,
yeah. It is.
Literally, they don't have that many windows in them things to bring in that much light, if you ever noticed that.
Well, that's true. It's dark that way, too, because of all the stained glass. Yeah, it don't really let a whole lot of light in. But, I mean, it's just completely, I mean, it's almost just, I don't even understand why people don't see and don't feel, because obviously God hasn't right. shown them, but how wrong it is just by the atmosphere.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, when the hair's standing up on the back of your neck, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When you got a big statue of Mary in the front, something ain't right.
Yeah. I mean, that.
Everything they do has nothing to do with the Word of God.
No. No. I think Jesus, when he was speaking in Mark 7 to the Pharisees, this came to mind. And Mark 7, and, they were getting on to him about washing their hands before they ate and that type thing. And they said, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure hands? And he replies back, and I think it applies. I think that this, you guys tell me if I'm off base, but I think that this applies to the Catholic Church. He said to them, "Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men.'"
Yeah.
"He was also saying to them, 'You are experts.'" Means they've practiced. And this Catholic Church has practiced for, like Jason has said, like when Andre called in and said, and Jerry talking about those old books. "You are experts at setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition."
Well, it does affect. It does go along with the Catholic Church. But what the other two callers, when they brought in the Talmud and Judaism, I mean, that's where it goes. That's
well, that ties them together. It, they are the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Yep. It is just a continuation of that. It really is. Well, guys, phone lines are. Go ahead.
What people are missing is, they want to say that it's Judaized controlled or Jew controlled. What it boils down to is it's Satan-controlled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where people make the mistake. you know, the Jews can get a bad rap in the whole deal. The Catholics can get a bad rap in the whole deal. But when it boils down to...
It's Satan's church. Yeah.
It's Satan's church. Now, when did it make the switch? When did it change? I don't know. But if you look at it, that's like when you look at a Catholic church building. You know, I've been in a Catholic church building a couple times. And, Kyle, I know exactly what you're talking about. The hair on the back of your neck stands up. You know, it's like you're being watched by, you know, aliens or demons, and you can just tell that they're a demon-infested area. And, you know, it's Satan's church.
Amen. It is.
You know, they always taught, too, not to read your Bibles. They always said the priest will, you know, will disseminate the information that needs to be disseminated from the Bible. Now, I'm not sure if that's what they still teach, but if I remember right, the last time I went to a stupid Catholic church, I don't think there was even Bibles there, or they opened them once, you know. So, talk about opposite of what God and Jesus Christ taught, you know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, faith comes by hearing, right? You have to hear it. Well, the phone lines are ringing up. Got three lines on hold here. Let's see if we can get to some of them.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in to coffee.
Good morning.
Hello? Yes, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, fellas. You know, one of the things I believe that church has done is it's a cult, and it does like Baal worship and everything, but they have represented the Saxons. They beat us into submission one way or another with sorcery and wizardry, you know, like pharmaceutical and but they represented the offering to Baphomet, Satan. And their offering is everything that's in that chapter in Revelation, where the last thing they mention is the souls of men. And Jacob has been used as a hammer. And Satan intends to, because the Catholic Church has gone out to the whole world, first come type, first serve deal, they've done been everywhere and mentioned the name of our King, regardless of their efforts. You know, as far as their intentions, the name of my King has been mentioned throughout the world. And, you know, they are definitely Satan's children. But this is the thing about God's glory being augmented by the sins of man. Because there are people who heard the name of Jesus Christ, and that's just pretty powerful just saying that. So anyway, them old boys... they're going to be represented. I believe that all religions are subordinate to the Catholic Church. Every religion on the face of the earth is, except for one. And she provided the global hammer. And there's military activity in our country, like the Marine Corps is an anchor and a globe and anchor. And I remember being in the service, and them boys were always making you be religious Catholic or something. And it was always intense. And anyway, these guys, this Catholic Church has, because we have the birthright to sell, like the Masons, Scottish Rite. Well, we Saxons have a birthright to sell. Jacob gave us this thing. God did through Jacob. And we can sell that for a Corvette and a lot of money and a pretty girl. And that's part of the hoodwinking that goes on. People are totally deceived, and that'd be us Saxons. And so anyway, God's allowed these perverts to do what they've done, and we're going to take the glory from them. They don't have no glory anyway, but see what everything that every empire they built, everything they've done, Jesus Christ will be glorified through it. So they're going to hell, and they've deceived a lot of people. Anyway, what they're doing is setting up the pathway for the Antichrist dude. That it will be, I think, a Canaanite, one of them dark ones, you know. But that's what that Catholic Church has done. Everybody will submit to this little G God who's going to show up and be the man. And just another place in the journey. But what'd you think of that?
Yeah, I think that... I think you're absolutely right, Guy. I think that's the true mark of the beast is when all the churches come together and reform that Roman Catholic Church, that anyone who falls for that, who becomes loose.
I think so. I think yep. so. And that's where them the little Jews going to get up there, and them divine people, you know, those Bolsheviks, they're going to start assimilating the this noble position of superiority and privilege overtly to the point where it's, you know, it's going to offend God.
Huh. Yeah,
literally.
I think it does.
Even though we, you know, we're still doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, you guys are doing a great job. I don't want to take up all the time, but boy, I'm glad I got to say that. Praise the Lord. All right, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, guy. And we'll see if we can get these other lines real quick. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to Coffee.
Good morning. Richard?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, this is Kevin in Ohio.
Hi, Kevin. We've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I just want to run some of the, add to what you folks are talking about this morning, you guys. Thank you for your work. I'd like to add to what that gent just said there from Montana, this Black Pope idea. Look at it. It's just like they've stuck a president on top of this country. They don't want white people up there. They don't want the Caucasian. And it tends to, it just plays right into it. They won't have a man of Caucasian in headship. And the guy that's leaving right now, Ratzinger, I like saying his name kind of stuttered, is Ratzinger. He's singing to the rats.
Amen.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yep.
And I hope you noticed that when the Boy Scouts caved, they caved for money. That IBM and another major corporation,
AT&T, yeah.
AT&T took out their money.
Paid. Yeah.
And you don't see Boy Scouts out there selling Scout cookies like the girls. And they can, they do it with the girls, but they won't do it with the boys, the men. The men are going to be tromped on. One more thing I'd like to say. I don't hear anything coming back. But
yeah. Well, Kevin, I don't know if we got a real. We're just about out of time. We're getting a bad echo. I don't know if you still have a speaker on or something. But we're
tune in to church tomorrow, Kevin. Going to talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot. And you know, we are just about out of time. We've just got time to do that very thing, to invite you to church tomorrow. So, as John said, 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. Come to scriptures4america.org. Tune in to the live broadcast. And it's also on the shortwave and on the internet satellite. We thank all of you for joining us. Our address here is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. See you at church tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them.
soon we'll be tanning their steak hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.